Hey! Oh my gosh, I didn't think you'd actually show up. You actually caught us at the perfect time. Practice won't start for another 20 minutes, and coach is probably running late as usual. You should come play with us. Oh, don't be silly. You're back from what class did you have? Right. And instead of going straight to your dorm, you actually came out on the field with us. That is a huge step. What are you talking? Oh, where did they go? Wow, I'm going to chew them out later. It isn't your fault. They're just. Well, they aren't all that shy. They. Well, not that either. Look, regardless, it isn't your fault. Come on. If they don't want to hang out with you, I don't want to hang out with them. Let's go get smoothies. It's fine. I can be back in time. These are so high in carbs, but they don't weigh you down at all. It's perfect. Try mine. Like it? Oh, nothing. Just that you had your lips all over my straw just now, and wow. Suddenly it tastes better. It's fun being gross sometimes, isn't it? Besides, is it really that gross? So, tell me about your D&D session. You guys met up a few nights ago, right? Sorry I couldn't make it. Oh, okay. And then what happened? It's just the way your eyes light up. Can I admit something to you? I can't help it. I love nerdy guys so much. It's the hottest thing in the world. Yes, that. Ugh, the way you get flustered. It's all just. Oh, wow. Of course, I'm not playing a prank on you. It's just what I'm into. You're exactly my type. Don't feel compelled, but what if we consider this a date? You know, just to see where things lead. And not to be biased or anything, but I think I'm pretty cool. I could potentially make a good girlfriend, right? Just in the future. Ugh, you are precious. You don't need to start trying to act all cool out of nowhere. I liked you when I first met you. And I like you when you act like yourself. Anything else won't do. Good. Here. Let me try yours. I love the yogurt smoothies, but they aren't as refreshing. And I have practice after this, so usually I don't have things like this before practice, but with how things are going, I doubt we'll even work on the routine this time either. Ugh, believe me, it's a nightmare. It's like people are purposefully making mistakes. Personally, I would have been stricter at tryouts this year. Just saying. Anyway, I'm glad your D&D game went well. I did do a little research on it the other night. I'm trying to learn by watching, but it seems so different every time. Think I could sit in for a game? What's wrong? Oh. I'm guessing your friends might react the same way my friends reacted, right? Come on, screw it. This is college. We aren't in high school anymore. We don't need to worry about that. They'll warm up to me. My reputation? If my reputation is something that would be tarnished by hanging out with you, it's probably not a great reputation anyway. And besides, all of that won't matter in a few years when I graduate. Give me your hand. I want to see where things go. I want to get to know you. I already really like what I see. Are you still on that? I'm not. Come here. We're going to the bathroom. It's fine. I'm going to prove it. Don't get ahead of yourself, Tiger. Here. How's that? Good? Do you believe me now? Good. Walk with me back to practice. So, you're probably planning on studying for that test in chemistry, right? Well, we didn't exactly get a lot of studying done last time you were over, did we? Unless I want to do something? You really don't have to compromise that much. Well, what if we, you know, went somewhere? Smoothies were nice, but there's more time in the day. We could go to the gym or the movies or, well, there's this one cat cafe. It's got calicos and hairless cats and all sorts. I wanted to give it a visit. You up for it? They put the lattes in these really cute cat mugs. Great. Then we should go do that for sure. We don't need to worry about all that reputation nonsense if it's off campus. Nobody cares about all that stuff in the real world. Why should we worry about what a stranger thinks of us, you know? There's more exciting things to do. Nothing. You stay here. So, Coach didn't show. And even though I said we could make it back in time, we are pretty late. This could end up being a problem. Gosh, I don't want to have to take over completely again. Did I tell you how I became cheer captain? Well, I was a freshman when I did. Yeah, that says something. We had the same coach, and he was just skipping out on us. He's really loose with who he lets on the team. Doesn't care who it is. One day he showed up really late, and I was upset. Because we had a big game coming up, you know? We can't get sloppy. It's broadcast. So I was complaining, and he asked me if I wanted to be in charge. He was pretty worried about how responsible I was and all that. But I really think he just didn't want to bother with the team anymore. I hate to do it, but I'm gonna have to report him. He's not showing up at all anymore. I think the other girls will agree with me, though. It's just gotten too out of hand. Well, hey, Since there's no practice, we could go to the cat cafe now. I'm actually kind of hungry, and my friend said they have these really cute tarts. I'm glad. I think I'm getting addicted to your lips.